pulling us through Thursday, and we thank you, Almighty God. I welcome each and every one of you to the call. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, most righteous and holy Father, we come before you this day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we just say that we love you. We love you, for you are a mighty God. You are a faithful God. You're the only true and living God. You are the King of glory. And Father, we submit ourselves unto you, and we say, welcome, Holy Spirit, come on in, hallelujah, and dwell and sup with us on today. We lift you high with a hallelujah. We come to just glorify you, Father, for you are great and you're greatly to be praised, Father. And we just say thank you. Thank you for all the things that you've done. We thank you for the new things, oh Lord, that you're going to do. And we just thank you because your name is great. Hallelujah. That name that's above every name. Jesus, hallelujah, you're worthy to be praised. Father, we lift up the Diaz de Leon family today. And Father, we ask, Lord, that you continually to shine upon them in a mighty way, like never before, Father. We thank you for good health, hallelujah, good wealth, oh Father, strength, oh Father God, like never before. Father, we lift up Dr. PK right now, and Father, Dr. Pastor Vanessa, in the name of Jesus, we lift them up before you right now, Father, and we ask, Lord, that you sanctify them holy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and give them the desires of their heart. Continue to use them in a mighty way, oh mighty God. Father, I pray for every caller on this line in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, that you meet every need, oh Father, like never before, in the name of you. Hear our heart, oh God, as we pull on your heart, oh Father, hear our heart like never before, and we just thank you today. We pull on the anointing today, the anointing that removes burdens and destroy every yoke to be placed in our life, oh Father. We ask for that your glory rest upon us, oh Father, all the day long, oh Father. We need thee, oh Father, and we thank you for pulling us through on this day. Father, we bless you, we love you. Oh, Father, and these are the things that we ask in Jesus' name. Right now, Father, we shall go to further in the service, and I ask for the host to come forward. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You can take it away.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha, for seating us and greeting us this morning, for tagging this day. God will pull us through Thursday, and we thank God that he is pulling us through. Thank you so much for serving us in excellence this morning, and it was so great to see you in Las Vegas. So have a blessed day. To God be all the glory and honor and praise. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome you to this, the Master's Call. On behalf of our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, if it was not for their yes, we would not have this call. We would not have this telecommunications sanctuary. We would not have this platform or ministry going forth each and every day, enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives as we begin our day. So I just simply want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to them as we continue to move forth. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so we start this call off in prayer every day, and we end in prayer. On Fridays, we open up the line to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimonies. But there may be something that you are experiencing during the days when we don't allow you to share on Fridays, and you want us to be in agreement with you. So we ask that you will send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. I also want to let you know that we have a website. So if you have not, you've been on this call and you have not visited our website during this month of April, I invite you just to click on today or share this website with others, because all of our messages have been archived from the inception of this call, which is October the 25th of 2010. So that means what? We're going into our ninth year. So they could go to, or you could go to, www.themasterscall.net www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. Man, there is some powerful messages on that on our website. So please, please, please just go and listen and share. I mean, maybe there's something going on with you and you say, you know what, I need a word right now. Well, I'm telling you, that is the place to go and find it. And definitely, I know that you will be blessed by it. So I just want to let you know that the vehicle, the thread, the tool that was used to yoke us together is none other than a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life, started over 30 years ago by Antonio Diaz de Leon, and currently his children are taking the reign and running with it, Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon. And so, as you know, we just came back from Extravaganza 2019 in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm just going to tell you that God showed up in a mighty, mighty powerful way, and we are still resting in the overflow. And I just thank God and praise God for Artist Life. Immediately following this call, it is Testimonial Thursday. And so you could go ahead and dial into 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-pound. Yes, and we do have new products. So you want to make sure that you dial into that number so you can hear what happened on this past weekend and what is still happening in those lives that allow the appointment to change their lives. But your life can only be changed only if you let it. So it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so I'm going to go ahead and prepare this platform for our speaker for this morning. She is definitely no stranger to this call. She is currently our prayer general here on the Master's Call. She has been serving as our prayer general for about 2 years, and God has definitely used her mightily. And I thank God for her each and every single day. She's all the way out there on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, Ocean Springs, Mississippi. She is a wife. She is a mother. She is a woman of God. She is a grandmother. I call her the Mississippi Queen, and that's what we all call her, too. She is definitely blessed. She's a woman of royalty. She walks in excellence. She is necessary. She is dedicated, and she is our anointed and appointed speaker for this morning, none other than Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you out there this morning, woman of God?
Well, glory, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, our songbird, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for such a beautiful introduction. The check is in the mail, sister friend. I tell you, God is so good. Thank you so much. And, you know, all that you do it in excellence, and I give God glory for you. And Minister Keisha, you know, they had to shut me down over here. You had me saying hallelujah, praise the Lord, with that powerful prayer. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone and opening us up with that powerful, powerful prayer. And I just give God glory for all the TMC sisters and brothers that I share this platform with. I love and appreciate each and every one of you, and I know I can't go on without saying thank you and hallelujah for our two wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. You guys are just true jewels, and I am so thankful to God each and every day for allowing me to come into your presence and to share his glory along with you. And I'm saying his glory simply because God's glory and God's honor and God's power definitely brought us all together. And I am so thankful for that because you both have been true mentors and a blessing to me. Good morning, TMC family. I won't be before you long this morning, as God had laid on my heart to speak on wisdom. Wisdom is key. Wisdom is key. Spirit of the living God, well, I just thank you and honor you and glorify you for all that you do, just who you are. You are our El Shaddai. You are our Adonai. You are our Father, who we can cry, Abba Father. You are the great I Am. You are King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords. So Spirit of the Living God, please have your way this morning. Take Brenda away and allow your spirit to rule and reign. And I thank you, Father God, that all of us will hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. As we walk in your presence, as we walk in your glory, as we walk before you and say, we bow down before you and say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. Fill this sanctuary, this telecommunication sanctuary, and we'll be careful to give your name glory through it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as I said, God had laid on my heart to speak on wisdom is key. Wisdom is key. You know, Proverbs 4 and 7 mentioned that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. And when we get that understanding, we'll get God's understanding. We'll get the Spirit of truth ruling and reigning. So, you know, after watching all the shenanigans in Washington, D.C., and you wonder if our elected officials will ever get past all the political junk and come together to do what's best for America. And we must continue to pray that they'll trade in some of that ego and that self-interest for a good dose of humility and wisdom. We just have to keep praying, saints. We have to keep praying because with God all things are possible. And whether watching our country's leaders or seeking to live our own lives with God's wisdom, it's important to know that his wisdom looks like so we can recognize it. We got to know what his wisdom really look like. And when we see what it looks like, we live by it. And, of course, it's all being led by the Spirit of God. So, therefore, wisdom is key. And I'll tell you why. Wisdom is not the same as worldly knowledge. We can know a lot of stuff and still be foolish. You don't have to look far to see those examples. James 3:17 says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. So let's break it down. First, godly wisdom is pure, James says. False wisdom is characterized by bitter envy and self-ambition, but godly wisdom is characterized by purity of motive. And then the second portion, it said, it is peaceable. Selfish ambition can start a war, but God's wisdom can bring truth and clarity where there is chaos. Oh, glory to God. And then thirdly, he said, it is gentle. You have strength and power, but you have them under control so that when you have the opportunity to hurt somebody, you won't do it. And then fourth, he mentioned it is open to reason. Being reasonable means being willing to listen and willing to learn. To be reasonable is to be humble and teachable. And then he went on to say, it's full of mercy. The word used here actually has a double meaning, forgiving those who wrong us, but then being willing in our hearts to help them. You know, the world calls it two-faced, but God calls it wisdom. That's a moment to think on. His ways are truly not like our ways. And then he went on to say, it's full of good fruit. You cannot manufacture the fruit of the Spirit unless you just dwell in the Spirit of truth, in his word. We don't manufacture it, but the Spirit of God rules and reigns within us where he will make us mature. And true spiritual maturity happens from the inside out for those who are indwelt by the Spirit of God and are seeking his wisdom moment by moment. Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. That's what the word tells us. So I tell you, wisdom is key. You know, and he said that wisdom is impartial. Those who live by worldly wisdom cannot be impartial because they are always trying to please someone or please themselves. But those who live by God's wisdom are consistent, single-minded, and authentic. You know, when I saw that he says it's sincere, you know, a sincere person is genuine and is without hypocrisy and loves genuinely. And that's what we have to do. We got to allow God's love to flow through us. That is key. And, you know, I remember in the word it says, Jesus said, love conquers all things. You know, godly wisdom is the kind of wisdom that comes from the very heart of God, not our heart, but the heart of God, who is all wise, all knowing, omnipotent in every way. And I'm telling you, he will direct our paths and allow us to walk in wisdom. He will tell us and guide us into all truth, and he will let us know, this go this route. No, don't go that way. And when we get that wisdom, when we hear and we listen to what the Spirit has to say, he'll say, yes, you don't have to comment on that. Yes, now you can speak. Say words of encouragement. You know, Daniel and the three Hebrew boys portrayed wisdom by not worshiping the gold image or turning their backs on the true and living God. According to Daniel 2:14, when Arioch, the commander of the king's guard, had gone out to put to death the wise men of Babylon, Daniel spoke to him with wisdom and tact. They say he spoke to him with wisdom and tact. And then on the other hand, you look at our friend Stephen. After the Holy Spirit had come and rushed in and took control of so many believers and shown himself through in the power of what Jesus had told him would come forth. And he portrayed wisdom by declaring the gospel in the fullness of the Holy Spirit to the Sanhedrin, according to Acts 6:10. But they could not stand up against the wisdom the Spirit gave him as he spoke. So as we speak, as we go forth, we have to ask God for wisdom. I know I've come short many times. A lot of times I feel like I'm babbling. Yes. And then I have to go back and say, Lord, use me. Sometimes you get into a place where you're constantly talking. You're constantly talking about this. You're talking about that. But you hadn't got a chance to sit down and allow God to refresh you, to restore you, to ask for wisdom. Because we can move on and constantly move on from one thing to another and never get restored. I hope that's making some sense, because the wisdom of God is key. God honored them. He honored all that had stood up in the power of God and said, I will speak in the wisdom of God. And I tell you, when I tell you, wisdom is key. Even though when Stephen's life was taken, Daniel's life wasn't taken, but Stephen's life was taken, he left seeing the glory of God. And he turned around and said, just like Jesus did, Father, forgive them. Because he has seen the true glory of God. And not only that, I feel and I believe to this day, he did not feel one of those stones that was thrown at him. Death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? I believe he was in the fullness, in the glory of God, and he saw God in his fullness. And that when he went on, as they stoned him to death, he was in the fullness of joy because he had spoke by the wisdom of God. Earthly wisdom appeals to the senses and the emotions. The wisdom that is from God reflects him. That's a Selah moment. when what we do, what we say, are we reflecting God? Are we reflecting what he would want us to reflect? And yes, we all come short. Yes, we all have our moments. Yes, we have our seasons where we're out of the box. But yet, when we're within the spirit and the realm of God and we're seeking his face daily, he would definitely give us wisdom. So let's take a look at this briefly. While earthly wisdom says, always follow your heart, godly wisdom tells us in Jeremiah 17 and 9 that the heart is deceitful above all things. So we want the heart of God. We want the heart of God. We want our hearts renewed. While earthly wisdom says sin is believing, godly wisdom tells us in John 20, 29 that blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So wisdom comes with faith. While earthly wisdom says love your family and friends only, godly wisdom tells us in Matthew 5, 43 through 47 to also love your enemies and bless them. While earthly wisdom says there are many ways to God, godly wisdom tells us in Acts 4 and 12, there is only one way to God, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So see, the world doesn't know what's needed here, but yet we have a tendency of conforming to the world. But Jesus said, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. James 1 and 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Without finding fault. Jesus is not looking for faults. He says, I'm covering the faults with the blood. I've got it taken care of. All I want you to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I will give you what you need. You see, God's wisdom gives us focus and direction. When we have to choose between what looks good, what feels good, and what is good, we need God's wisdom in our everyday life. Wisdom is key. You know, Psalms 111:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so what do we mean by that? Having a desire, a heart, and to serve and please God through prayer, worship, and obedience. It's not being so fearful, saying, oh, God's going to kill me if I don't do this. He doesn't want us to have that type of fear. He wants to have a relationship with each and every one of us where we can honor him in all our ways. We can seek his face. He wants to be our father. He wants us to have that relationship to say, I don't have to worry about this or that because my father who is in heaven is full of glory, is able and more and willing to supply my every need according to his riches by Christ Jesus. So wisdom is key. I got to seek his face. I got to look to him, the author and the finisher of my faith. I got to know without a shadow of a doubt that whatever I go through, just like the woman they talk about in Proverbs, and that'll be another session, because the Proverbs woman and the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31 is basically talking about wisdom, how she was so wise, and she did this and she did that, and she was honoring her children and husband called her blessed. And if you read through all of that, it's also talking about the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. And so true wisdom is having that desire to be obedient, to walk and serve in the Lord. So acknowledge him in all our ways, surrendering our ways to him, and trust him thoroughly to see us through any and everything, not some things, everything. Wisdom is to depart from evil. God hates pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. and this is what the world gives out and says it's okay. But no, God says, if you honor me, I'll show you how to be respectable to one another, how to serve one another, how to encourage one another. Wisdom is greater than rubies, which is money. He says, I am what all that you need, and I will supply your need. It's not that I don't want you to have money, but I want you to seek me, and I will provide everything you need. Wisdom is knowledge, discernment, power, sound judgment, understanding, and discretion. Wisdom is to listen to God's word. Listen to God's word. As we read God's word, as we meditate God's word, then we'll become doers of his word, simply allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. And we all know that when we know the truth will make us free. And when we're free, we know who we are in Christ Jesus. Well, I don't have to look to a man or anything or to a woman or to my family or anything for them to credit me have that credibility, if you will. All I have to do is look to God, who is the author and finisher of my faith. And he says that the faith, the wisdom that we have is not in the wisdom of man. Our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So when we look and seek the wisdom of God, God will direct our path. We're all different. We all have our paths to go. God will direct us through it and to it. And so when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, we'll come to the realization that wisdom is key. I hope you got a thought from this message. I'll turn it back over to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for blessing us with that powerful and profound message on wisdom. You definitely got to go back and listen to this call and take notes. But at this time, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you. We give you all of the glory and all of the praise this morning. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your power, your anointing, God. And we ask right now that you would fill Minister Brenda up with your virtue, God. Every single thing that she needs, God, supply it to her right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. In Jesus' name, Father, we lift up baby T to you, God. We say that you are the master surgeon. We say that you are the master surgeon, Father God. We say that you are the master healer. We say that you are her master deliverer. We say that you are her miracle worker, that you are her way maker, God, that you are her promise keeper. And God, I say show up and show out in Karen's life in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that they would not even know what is going on, but they could only think that it must be a true and living God out there. So I pray that her life will continue to be a testimony. Her life will continue to be a miracle. Her life will continue to show miracles, signs, and wonders that only you, God, are in control of. So I pray that you would ease the hearts of her parents, ease the hearts of her grandparents, and God, let them rest and know that you are God and that you are a God who is still in control. We thank you for how you showed up and showed out at Las Vegas, Nevada, God. We thank you for blessing Artist Extravaganza 2019 and taking it to higher and higher heights, God. We thank you for the overflow, God, that is still flowing fervently, Father God. We just bless you. We thank you for Pastor Everett and for Kingdom Connections, God, that is still resonating in our hearts and our spirits, God. And we just pray that you would allow those Kingdom Connections to come into each of our lives, Father. And so on this day, we decree and declare that we are healed and that we are whole, that nothing is missing, but that we walk in the abundant and exceedingly things that you would have in our life on this Thursday and every day forth. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name. Amen. To hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. We will be heading over to the new morning motivational call for Testimonial Thursday with Manager D. Lee. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294 617-617-617-POUND. We want to say thank you to each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Thank you, Minister Sharon, and for all those who joined us in praise and worship this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to Minister Brenda, thank you so much for your message. And Minister Keisha, thank you for being our host, our greeter this morning. And it was a pleasure for me to serve each one of you in excellence this day as your host. Minister Brenda, can you come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Yes. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Father, I thank you as we go forth this day and in this hour, that you will bless us, that you will keep us, and that you will protect us in every way. I thank you for your strength, your mercy, and your love abiding within us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.